Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Dear graduates, dear friends and family, and dear fellow redeemed. The text for our meditation and application to our daily walk of faith on this graduation Sunday is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We'll read verses 10 through 16. In keeping with the grace of God given to me as a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building on it. But let each person be careful how he builds on it. In fact, no one can lay any other foundation than the one that has been laid, which is Jesus Christ. But if anyone is building on the foundation with gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, each person's work will become evident. The day, and that's a reference there to Judgment Day, the last day, will make it plain because it's going to be revealed in fire. And the fire will test each person's work to show which sort of work it is. If what someone has built remains, he will receive a reward. If someone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but it will be like an escape through fire. Do you not know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. All right, you can admit it. When you heard verse 12 of our text, what popped into your head was a certain children's fairy tale called The Three Little Pigs. When you heard Paul speaking about the different things we build with. You remember that story, right? Our students who are gathered here today should remember that story because we had a school play on Wednesday called Fairy Tale Court. And it made reference to this fairy tale of the three little pigs. In fact, one of our graduates today, Serena, was the big bad wolf. I am glad you did not come in your costume today. That's very respectful of you. As the story goes, you know, the houses by the three little pigs were built out of three different materials. There was straw, there was sticks or wood, and then the third pig, of course, built his house out of bricks. Of course, when the big bad wolf showed up and huffed and puffed and blew, the only house that was left standing was the one made of bricks. The one who had used the best building materials he could find. There are no doubt a number of life lessons that were intended by this fairy tale. Life lessons that was meant to convey, such as, don't just take the easy way out. Sometimes what is cheap and convenient will cost you in the end. And whatever you do in life, it pays to build carefully. These lessons are important when it comes, of course, to building a physical building. But what God, through the Apostle Paul, does for us in the text has much more important lessons for us to learn today. He reminds us in this text to build our lives carefully. Graduates, during your time here at St. Stephen Lutheran School, you've probably passed our school sign more than a few hundred times. If my math is correct, if you've been here for 8 years, you passed it actually more than 1,200 times. As you've come into school and entered through the back gate, you'll see our school sign. But have you noticed the school motto beneath the school sign? If you have noticed it, does any of you know what the school motto is on the bottom of the school sign? You thought you were done with school. I have one more quiz for you today. Anyone know what the motto is beneath the school sign as you walk in that back gate? Here's a hint. If you look in your bulletin, it is the sermon theme for today. What is it, Serena? Building a foundation. Very good. Building a foundation for life. That's the theme for our sermon today, the theme and the motto of our school, and one of the reasons I chose this text for your graduation ceremony today. Graduation is a time to look forward. I'm guessing for you three graduates, what you are looking forward to in the future the most is the near future, looking forward to beginning high school. Today, however, I want you and all of us who are gathered here today to look even further ahead than that. Yes, if you can believe it, I want you to look even further ahead than the ages of your parents. That sounds kind of old, but look further ahead than even that. After all, what the Apostle Paul is speaking about isn't building a foundation for the type of major you're going to choose in college. He's not talking about building a foundation for the type of career you're going to pursue. No, what he's speaking here is about building the foundation for our lives in a spiritual sense, with our eyes fixed on our eternal future. Eternity, as you know, is a long time. It is literally forever. And that's why God reminds us in our text that if we're going to build a foundation for life, it's got to be on a foundation that's going to last forever. So he reminds us first to build on the best and most secure foundation. And secondly, he reminds us to build with the best and longest lasting materials. He instructs us to use building materials that will not only stand the test of time and the huffing, puffing, and blowing, not of the big bad wolf, but of Satan, that roaring lion, and the howling winds of the world around us, but also will stand for eternity, even when tested by the fire of judgment on the last day, which Paul references in our text. Unfortunately, we who live in California are all too familiar with just how powerful and destructive wildfires can be, what they can do to a home or a building. Over the past few years, we've seen some wildfires take down entire neighborhoods, even wipe out nearly entire towns and small cities. And many of those buildings and homes that were destroyed were made of some of the finest building materials available. And yet those buildings and those homes did not stand a chance of surviving those incredibly hot, destructive wildfires. So we might ask the question then, what could we possibly use to build our lives on that could withstand the fire of not just a wildfire, but the fires of Judgment Day? A day on which the Bible tells us the elements will melt with fervent heat, both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Well, of course, the Apostle Paul gives us the answer by inspiration from God in our text. He says, first, we must build on the one eternal, unshakable, indestructible foundation. He says in verses 10 and 11 of our text, in keeping with the grace of God given to me, as a wise master builder, I laid a foundation. In fact, no one can lay any other foundation than the one that has been laid, which is Christ Jesus. If you don't have a solid foundation, you quite simply won't have much of a building. If the church building we are in right now did not have a solid foundation, for example, especially in a state like California, the building would not be very stable. It would be liable to collapse at any moment. The same can be true of this church and our lives in a spiritual sense. If our foundation isn't Jesus Christ and his work of salvation, his perfect life in our place, his sin-erasing sacrifice on the cross, and his life-giving resurrection, then we are going to collapse in the end altogether. There certainly wouldn't be anything to build on. Once you have that solid, permanent foundation, then you need the right building materials on which to build. And Paul lists some possible building materials in our text. These are the verses that reminded me of the three little pigs. He says, but if anyone is building on the foundation with gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, each person's work will become evident. The day, again, Judgment Day, will make it plain because it's going to be revealed in fire, and the fire will test each person's work to show what sort of work it is. So Jesus, our foundation, has also given us the precious, indestructible building materials we need to build up not just his church, but also to strengthen our faith, to strengthen and build up our spiritual lives. That indestructible building material is, of course, his word, the Bible. So when Paul speaks of gold, silver, and costly stones, building with that kind of material, he is referring to the pure Word of God. Not added to or subtracted from or mixed with air. Those are the permanent building materials on which our faith is founded, on which Christ's church is founded and grown. That is why we use those precious building materials, the soul-saving building materials of God's Word, continually and in harmony with that foundation of the soul-saving gospel message of Jesus Christ, both in our church and in our school. We truly are building with materials that will endure even through the fires of the last day, Judgment Day. We are building for our students, for our school, and for our church family a foundation, not just for this life, but also for eternal life in heaven. And graduates, I'm very happy to hear that you and your families have chosen to send you next school year to Christian high schools. And I'm going to remind you of the same thing I've reminded you several times about in our classes together. Maybe you remember me saying this, maybe you don't, but you're going to hear it again today. Don't just believe what you're taught because Pastor Luke said it, or because Miss Hammond said it. Don't just swallow or believe everything that you hear your teachers or your professors say just because they are smart, because they're kind, because they're caring. Instead, compare what any of your teachers say with the Word of God. Compare it with those permanent, indestructible, life-building materials of the Word of God, just like you've done here at SSLS. Don't build your life of faith on the wood, the hay, or the straw of opinions, or philosophies, or feelings of human beings. And that would include yourself. Those are unstable. They're unsafe. And they're at best temporary materials for you to build your faith life on. So graduates and all of you who are gathered here with them today for this worship service, what are you building on your life with? Are you like those two foolish little pigs, building your life with whatever is easiest and cheapest or most convenient? Well, just like in that fairy tale, that type of building, that type of spiritual life is not going to last. In the end, it's going to be costly. If we build our spiritual lives with the wood, the hay, and the straw of anything other than Jesus and His Word, then we're in danger of losing that entire foundation itself. And even if by God's grace we ourselves don't lose that foundation, that saving grace of Christ, what good is that going to do for those who've heard us speak? For those who've seen our lives? Are we giving them only building materials that will last for this life, but won't actually do their souls any good for eternity? Paul speaks of this in verse 15 of our text when he says, "If someone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but it will be like an escape through fire." However, in this text, in verse 14, and in several other places in the Bible, God makes it clear that He will give a special reward by His grace to those faithful servants who did build with the precious building materials of His Word. He says in verse 14, "If what someone has built remains, he will receive a reward." Now, what exactly that special reward in heaven is going to be, the Bible doesn't really give us many details. But think of the reward that comes from building carefully, building faithfully with the Word of God. Not just for you, but also for the people who are around you. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Timothy, "Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in those things, for as you do this, you will ensure salvation both for yourself and for those who hear you." On this graduation Sunday, let's thank God that He has given us the church's one foundation upon which to build, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who has given us life and salvation through his life, his death, and his resurrection. Thank God that he's also raised up for us expert builders throughout the centuries, like the Apostle Paul, who was the inspired writer of our text, like Martin Luther, the one whom our church is named after, many faithful pastors, many faithful teachers, Christian parents, Christian grandparents, and others who built carefully on the foundation of Jesus Christ with the best building materials of his very own word. May God grant that our graduates and all of us would continue to build on this foundation for life, the foundation of Christ and his saving word for ourselves, for our loved ones and family members, and for generations still to come. As we're about to sing in our next hymn, "How firm a foundation, O saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, who unto the Savior for refuge have fled?" Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.